Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's go to the phones. He's a World Series champ, 16-year MLB veteran. Check him out now. Dodgers pre- and post-game analyst for Sportsnet LA. Jerry Hairston Jr., kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, I'm going to try something completely different. Rather than have a conversation with a baseball guy about all the problems with baseball and all the problems with the country and the world regarding this pandemic, I'm going to start with this. I'm actually going to fire a baseball question your way. 60-game season, I'm of the belief that we have more of a chance this year than ever before to see some real surprises, some real long shots. Are there any teams out there that aren't getting a lot of love that you think could make a run at this thing and surprise some people? I'll throw a few names your way that I've been considering. The Cincinnati Reds, the Chicago White Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays. What are you thinking?
I can see the White Sox making a run at this. But there's a team that you didn't mention that I think has a legitimate shot not only to win the division. I don't think they will, but they have a shot. But also, if they get hot, can win the whole thing. That's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ooh.
If you look at their team, Kevin Cash has done an incredible job with them. They pitch the ball extremely well. They have really good defense, and they can swing the bat. Now, they don't get a whole lot of fanfare because they're in the AL East, and the Yankees and the Red Sox perennially, if I can say that word in the morning. They've always been at the top for quite some time now. But the Rays have everything you need to win. And if they get hot, they have as good a chance as anybody to make a serious run at this thing.
I'm interested how pitching is going to be used, and maybe the Rays are in perfect alignment because they, you know, will use an opener, and they've, you know, got guys that'll come in and pitch through the lineup one time, and then they've got a good bullpen. But what do you think the template is going to be in terms of pitching? Because it feels like we're just going to see a lot of games where a lot of pitchers are just going 2-3 innings at a time until you get into some of the more traditional, you know, bullpen type roles. And oh, by the way, now there's the three batter rule where a reliever's going to have to face, you know, three in a row.
You know, that's a great question. And this is where, you know, knowing your team, knowing your staff, and communication with your pitching coach, these managers are going to have to really manage. Now, they don't have to worry about the National League managers. They don't have to worry about, you know, double switching anymore because the DH will be in effect. So they have to make sure that these guys build up their starters. Now, the first couple outings, let's say a guy like a David Price or Clayton Kershaw, you know, a little older, do you extend them? Do they go longer than 4 or 5 innings? You know, you really have to make sure you manage your pitching staff wisely and make sure you manage your bullpen wisely because the first 3 to 4 weeks are going to be very crucial. These guys haven't pitched competitively in a big league game for about 10 to 16 months, depending on who the pitcher is. So pitching is going to be very important. And I'm looking at the Dodgers. They have not only a deep rotation, but they got a pretty deep bullpen as well. So I think the Dodgers, I mentioned the Rays, the Washington Nationals, too, the defending champion Washington Nationals, also are really good in the pitching department. So those type of teams, when you have deep pitching, you definitely have a chance, especially in this shortened season.
With this shortened season, we're talking about, you know, they usually say that the pitchers start off ahead, usually of the hitting. But do you think it changes dynamics, like you just spoke about pitchers having, you know, had seen a lot of action lately? So is it going to kind of favor the hitting earlier this year, or is it just kind of up in the air how this thing's going to pan out?
You know, traditionally, pitching always comes to the forefront early. Because hitting is timing, and you need reps. You need to have timing, And a lot of these hitters haven't hit for quite some time. So I think the first couple of weeks you're going to see pitching be ahead of the hitters. Then make no mistake about it. Guys like Lindor, Cody Bellinger, Mike Trout, these guys pick up pretty quickly. So they'll make the adjustment. But, again, pitching has always been at the forefront of this game. Dominant pitching, power pitching has always been at the forefront of this game. And if you look at the teams that have that power pitching, you look at the Yankees with Cole, you look at the Nationals with Strasburg and Scherzer, and the Dodgers with Buehler, Kershaw, and now David Price, those teams definitely have an advantage.
Jerry Hairston Jr. joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, you come from one of the great baseball families. You spent a lot of time in the league. Your family members that spent a lot of time in the league. The guys you talk to now, how confident are they in Major League Baseball's ability to pull this thing off?
I think they're very confident. I think the best thing that ever happened, it happened, 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, when the Philadelphia Phillies, when they found out that there was a little bit of a mini outbreak at their spring training facility, and they kind of shut that down and made sure that, you know what, we really need to make sure we nip this in the bud the best we can. So now testing is widely available. They're able to make sure that, hey, before you enter our facility, before you enter our building, we're going to make sure everybody is tested. And if you do test for coronavirus, you have to be quarantined for 10 days, 2 weeks. And make sure you keep this at a minimum. Guys, there's going to be positive tests. And just talking to some health officials, players, you know, it's good to have that in place to make sure that if you're positive, you may be asymptomatic. But you make sure you keep the staff safe. A lot of these staff members, coaching staff, medical staff, are 45, 55, 60 years of age. And those are the guys that you have to really look after. So I think that the teams have done an excellent job of making sure they ramped up the testing. And they're prepared for, obviously, you know, this pandemic is something we've never dealt with before. But I think now they're better equipped to handle it than, let's say, they were in March and April.
Jerry, the Giants out here find themselves in a unique position. New manager, they're a rebuilding team, but a lot of the young players that are part of the future are not going to be ready to play in 2020, and there's still a lot of the veterans around from the championship days. All of that being said, Yasiel Puig is out there and available. He's been an arch nemesis of this franchise for a number of years, obviously playing for the Dodgers among other teams. Do you see Yasiel Puig as a fit with the San Francisco Giants?
As much as it pains me to say this, you know, for him being a former Dodger, I think he's a great fit over there. You know, he'll bring that team energy. He'll bring substance too. You know, a lot of the flair that he has in his game, that excitement, and he can be a little adventurous on the base pass. I think a team like the Giants needs something like that. They need energy on that team, a little bit of youth. He's still young. He's got power, great outfield arm, and I think he would be a pretty good fit with the Giants. And Farhan knows him very, very well, and I think the Giants and maybe the Rockies might be another team that Yasiel Puig might consider.
Is there, you know, in football, there's this old saying that we say, you know, we're playing, and we say if all things being equal, players are going to make plays, but coaches make decisions to help determine the outcomes of games. In baseball, is that true? And if so, who's some of the skippers that you think are going to be in that position, especially with this type of season?
That's a great question. I think in baseball, you have to put your players in positions to succeed. Like in football, it's about scheming, right? Calling plays, making sure you anticipate the defense and call a certain play to kind of combat that. In baseball, you got to know your team. You got to know your players. Is this hitter more comfortable hitting in the two hole, or is he more suitable hitting in the six or seven hole? Those are the type of decisions you have to know your players on the comfort level. That being said, I always love experienced managers, Joe Maddon, Dusty Baker, in these type of situations because these guys basically have seen it all. Now, we're dealing with something that nobody's dealt with as far as this pandemic, this shortened 60-game season. So I look at Bud Black. I look at Dave Roberts, even though he's managed, five, 6 years now, he's gained so much knowledge and experience of managing in the postseason so many years. So those are the type of managers I look to, and they'll be able to adjust on the fly as the season's happening.
He's a World Series champ and a 16-year Major League Baseball veteran. Check him out now, Dodgers pre- and post-game, Sportsnet LA, Jerry Hairston Jr. with us on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time, man. You always knock it out of the park, pun intended, even though it was a terrible one. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks, guys. You guys stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.